Kia ora, this is your Waiate English News. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon has made law and order the focus of his third corporate-style action plan. He says the three-month plan will also include rebuilding the economy and delivering better public services and infrastructure. The government will pass laws to give police powers to go after gangs by restricting their ability to associate and banning gang patches in public, give police more power to get guns out of the hands of criminals, increase access to rehabilitation for prisoners on remand, and improve efficiency in the courts and increase access to justice.
In addition to these laws coming into effect, the government will introduce legislation to toughen up sentencing and to ensure that there are real consequences for crime, while also launching a military-style academy pilot.
Other actions include enabling roadside testing for drug driving, opening applications for new or converted charter schools, releasing a draft of new English and maths curriculum, and passing legislation for the Water Done Well policy. Te Māngai Pāho Kaihautū Larry Parr says the Māori broadcasting sector needs to work collectively to make the case for more funding. The agency is marking 30 years of funding te reo Māori content for television and radio. Mr. Parr says in that time, the broadcast landscape has evolved and its role has expanded to include funding for digital platforms, online content and other activities that promote te reo Māori and te ao Māori. Larry Parr says some of its current funding is time-limited and it needs to build the case for retaining and even growing that funding.
We'll always be singing off the song sheet of we want equitable funding. I suspect we'll always be lagging behind what is really desirable, but you know we need to be cognizant of everything else that's going on around us.
To mark the anniversary, NZ On Screen is launching a collection which recognises 30 years of te reo Māori broadcasting through more than 40 curated titles and series, including news, music, podcasts, web series, kapahaka, documentaries, tamariki programming, television and film. Blues loose forward and Māori All Black Cameron Suafua has become the patron of a new rōpū aimed at raising awareness of a rare form of cancer. Sarcoma Foundation Chair Andy Johnson says sarcoma affects the cognitive tissues, such as bones and muscles, and disproportionately impacts younger individuals. Symptoms can be easily mistaken for other, less worrying conditions. Dr. Johnson says if they can raise awareness in the medical community about the signs of sarcoma, they can save lives. Suafua was diagnosed with sarcoma last October, 2 months after his partner noticed an egg-shaped lump on his back. It was removed in November, and he was back playing Super Rugby within 10 weeks of surgery, while still undergoing radiation therapy. He says the experience taught him the importance of life, early detection, and the power of support. And that is your Waiate English News for this hour. Tūrou.